A word of warning. By the end of our next segment, you might find yourself dancing or at least rocking side to side in your seats because Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras join us to lead you in that direction. They come with music from Latin DJs. Jasmine and Felix are the hosts of Alt Latino, NPR's podcast about Latin alternative music. Hola to both of you.
Hola.
Thanks for having us.
This is really fun, and I'm not going to deny it. So, in the past, you two have brought interesting bands from the podcast here to Weekend Edition. And Jasmine, just remind us of some of these really cool Latin alternative music elements.
Well, I like to think of Latin alternative of not one specific thing. It's kind of like a mix of all types of different, you know, hip-hop, electronica, rock and roll, Latin folk, more traditional genres like merengue, salsa. It's not what your parents listen to. It's just something completely new and different.
It's primarily being made by younger musicians, I guess we can say, for people, those of us who are of a certain age. You know, it's like a younger crowd listening and experimenting and do a lot of interesting different things.
You talked about what Alt Latino is, and today we're going to hear from DJs who make music sampling all this stuff. Let's listen to some.
For our first pick, we brought DJ Gecko Jones. He's based in New York, half Puerto Rican, half Colombian. And this is one of my favorite mixes of his. It's called Pa la Escuela Nene, or Go to School, Little Boy.
Pa la escuela nene, pa la escuela.
Okay, I'm already doing that rocking side to side.
All right,
Jasmine, you're the one born in Argentina, almost born in Brazil. I want to ask, this sounds African. I really hear that call and response.
Absolutely. So Gecko is kind of like a musical anthropologist. He goes digging for music in Colombia. Sometimes even music that in Colombia itself is kind of obscure. This is a style called bullerengue. Bullerengue is a regional Caribbean, Colombian, and Panamanian style. And it's very much Afro-descendant from areas in Colombia and Panama where, it, back in colonial days, runaway slaves would make their home. And this type of music developed, and he mixes all this traditional sound with really artful, heavy beats. And he's talked about striking that perfect balance between really praising the traditional and adding something new to it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's really intoxicating. Now, who are we hearing sing here? Who's singing?
We're hearing a vocalist by the name of Maria Mulata, and the group is the Intenario de Tambores. So, like, it's a group, it's a drum group. And, you know, it's, like Jasmine says, it's very obscure. It's very specific to a region. I like to think of it, imagine an obscure part of Appalachian singing mixed in with DJ music and house music. That's what essentially what he's doing, bringing it, those two cultures and two epics and two different divides together and making this really groovy dance music, as we can see you moving around in your chair.
Yeah, and I want people to know it's like, I don't really have to be in the chair. Yeah. Let's listen to some more.
Actually, I brought an Argentine DJ who is my absolute favorite musician of the last year. His name is Chancha Via Circuito.
Chancha.
There you go.
Go.
De los arenales, regada en sangre de bravosa y puente, grito que está volviendo en tu desbocado otro pehuenche, en tu desbocado otro pehuenche.
You know, I have to say, I kind of love this. There's something, it's almost, don't take this the wrong way, there's a little schmaltz in this. There's a little good old-fashioned, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, the gunslingers wandering into the little village.
It's funny that you should say that, because what Chancha does is he takes a lot of traditional and folk musicians, and this is a very traditional folk musician, José Larralde, and he's a traditional Argentine folk musician, and he does have that very oh, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but almost like a Burt Reynolds persona.
Oh, no. He's really, Latino. Alt-Latino.
Burt Reynolds.
There's things you don't know.
But José Larralde, in this case, he has a deep, booming voice. And this song is, it's talking about Pehuenche, which is the Mapuche tribe in southwest Argentina and Chile. And the lyrics are just, I mean, they're goosebump inducing.
You have to tell us.
One of the lyrics says, sun that is wasting away on the rocks, flat stones and dark currents, I kiss the Indian shadow that is returning, stronger, awakened from a green dream.
Wow.
Nice.
Poetry. Yeah, that's really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's an hombre sincero.
We go bilingual. That's awesome. That's cool. What we like about this guy is that he's using, you know, we refer to him loosely as a DJ, but you know what he's doing is that he's using computers and the recording technology within the computers to bring in all these different elements, and he makes his own stuff. He'll mix in maybe with some dance beat, but it's always like this sound collage. He's like a sculptor in a lot of ways. He's bringing all these different elements in, and they're not all connected. The drum part may be one thing, and these other things we'll bring in. He's just really an interesting guy.
And I understand this guy came in for a Tiny Desk concert. This is where at NPR, NPR Music has musicians come in who are in town, invited in to play in the middle of all the cubicles. It's utterly cool. And then posted on the website later so people can see him performing.
Yeah, we will be posting that later in the month, Jackie. And like Felix said, he not only works on computers, he brought like this construction work tube and he was just like doing sounds with it. He's a sound artist.
I love it. Anything left for today?
Well, speaking of love, we have Los Macuanos, a group from Mexico, doing Ritmo de Amor, Rhythm of Love.
Guys, that's like from telenovela to the funhouse. That's my little name for it.
It's awesome. I keep teasing Jasmine that I want to be a DJ when I grow up because these guys are doing such amazing things, mixing all these elements. We heard some cumbia there, some Mexican version cumbia. We heard some polka with the accordion. We heard like the cheesy little synthesizer stuff. It may not sound like there's a lot going on, but if you're dancing, you don't want it to end. It just has steady groove.
Well, this has been so much fun. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras are the hosts of Alt Latino, an NPR podcast available at npr.org/altlatino. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. Jasmine and Felix, thanks. This has been fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.